Before Mayella's father left, he made her promise to never, ever open a door. Mayella still didn't understand why those were his last words to her. She knew the family rule. She had kept her promise, even as her family had broken it again and again. Her cousin had fixated on a medicine cabinet and opened it to a starry void that sucked him away. A car dashboard had mesmerized her aunt, and she'd brushed it open to an angry swarm of wasps and died from an allergic reaction after swelling to twice her size. Her great-uncle had been in a depression while house-sitting for a neighbor, and he opened the fridge door. A tiger dragged him into a humid jungle, neither cat nor uncle seen again. 2 years after moving to their current house, her older brother, Hassan, had disappeared through a door. He had only been 15 years old. She lived with her mother, her grandmother, and her little brother, Josa. They were all who remained of the family, but Mayella didn't dwell on it. Well, she did, but only at night, when the darkness created its own form of privacy, since, after all, there was no door for her bedroom. Her 16th birthday was in a few weeks, and the lack of privacy bothered her. A lot of things bothered her more than they used to. On days when Josa's noise and her mother's demands and her grandmother's guilting became too much, she escaped to the overgrown field behind the house. No one could see her there. It was the closest thing she had to a closed door. She sat there now, on a decomposing oak log, the field backed up to a creek that ran dry most of the year, but not right now in the spring. She always faced the door in the field, even on days like today when the grass had grown tall enough to hide it. The door was a black hole of decay and death and magic and magnetism. Mayella! Mayella! Claritza, her best friend, pronounced all three syllables of Mayella's name with equal emphasis. Mayella stood on top of the log for a better look at the shifting stalks of grass. Over here! Claritza came crashing onto the flattened space around the log, stirring up lizards and pollen and mold. Out of the whole neighborhood, maybe this whole world, only Claritza knew about her family's door problem. 2 years ago, the same day Hassan disappeared, she had discovered Mayella's secret, and they'd been inseparable ever since. She was the same age as Mayella, and liked to keep her hair in a pair of dark braids that whipped around her shoulders. Her thick bangs were just a little too long, but she had screamed bloody murder when her grandmother tried to cut them. "It's the latest style in Hollywood," Claritza had said later to Mayella. Mayella's mouse-brown hair clung to her head in tight curls and made her look younger than she really was. She'd been born with hair like that, curly and tangled. She knew because her grandmother always brought up this troubling fact when Mayella acted rudely.